Right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to start off with an important one this Friday night in Houston, as you're going to have the 20th ranked Washington State Cougars coming out of the Pac-12 conference to take on the Houston Cougars out of the American Athletic Conference. Now, the Houston Cougars are not a Power 5 team, but this is a chance for Washington State to make a statement for themselves and the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has taken it on the chin in recent years. Washington State stepping out of conference to travel to Houston to take on this game is big. Now, this is a battle of the student versus the pupil. Dana Holgorsen, the current Houston head football coach, was once an assistant under Mike Leach when he was the head coach at Texas Tech. And I think this game is going to come down to a battle of the quarterbacks. Anthony Gordon for Washington State and De'Eric King for Houston. I think the last guy who has a football in his hands will be the difference maker. You look at this game, De'Eric King is a phenomenal athlete at quarterback, and I think that's going to be the difference. And we're going to take Houston at home by the score of 46-39. Now, moving on to Saturday, you have another Pac-12 team on the road versus the AAC, as this time you're talking about the Stanford Cardinal traveling to take on the 17th-ranked Central Florida Knights. And you just have to ask yourself, how will Stanford be able to bounce back? They took it on the chin last week in LA at the Coliseum versus USC. No KJ Costello in that contest due to a concussion. You have to wonder if he's going to be able to be available for the Cardinal and head coach David Shaw in this one. But you look at the way that Brandon Wimbush, the former Notre Dame quarterback, is playing right now for Central Florida, and I guarantee you, he is going to be a big-time impact player in this contest for UCF. I don't see Stanford finding a way to slow him down. This, I'm going to take the Knights at home by the score of 34-24. Now, in Provo, you're going to have the 24th-ranked USC Trojans traveling to take on the BYU Cougars. And for USC, will they be able to channel out all of that outside noise? We saw Lynn Swann, their athletic director, resign this week, and that's big because head football coach Clay Helton came into this year on the hot seat. It did not hurt Helton's case when he lost quarterback JT Daniels for the year during their first game in their victory over Fresno State. But we saw Keaton Slovis get some reps in that contest. He started last week versus Stanford and he was solid. And now this is his first big road test versus BYU. He's going to rely on wide receiver Tyler Vaughns to get him the football early and often to try to quiet that crowd in Provo. And that's going to be important because BYU has some momentum for themselves now after they had their comeback victory last Saturday in Knoxville versus Tennessee. But I think USC and Slovis are going to be able to survive their first big road test of the season. And I'm going to take the men of Troy on the road by the score of 30-26. Now in Ames, it's a battle of in-state rivals as you're going to have the 19th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes out of the Big Ten Conference traveling to take on the Cyclones of Iowa State out of the Big 12. And of course, bragging rights will be on the line in this contest. I think it comes down to the quarterbacks. You look at the veteran Nate Stanley for Iowa. He's been there, done that. But Brock Purdy for Iowa State is no slouch. And I think his wide receiver, Deshante Jones, will definitely put some stress on this back four, the secondary of the Hawkeyes. This is going to be a back and forth, nip and tuck affair, as it usually is between Iowa and Iowa State. But I'm going to take Iowa State with the home upset by the score of 30-27. Now, Saturday night in the SEC, you're going to have the 9th-ranked Florida Gators traveling to Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. And don't look now, but Kentucky is looking to make it 2 in a row over Florida. Now, Kentucky does not have the talented team that they did last year, while Florida is a loaded team. And I think quarterback Felipe Franks is really coming into his own. We've seen an electric defense from the Gators so far this year. They already have 15 team sacks, and I think they're going to pin their ears back and come after Kentucky quarterback Terry Wilson in his contest early and often. I think Kentucky keeps it close for about 2.5 to 3 quarters, but Florida pulls away in the fourth and gets the 31-17 victory. And finally, Saturday night at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, you're going to have the Clemson Tigers taking on the Syracuse Orange. Now, the big question is, will Syracuse be able to hang with Clemson? 2 years ago, we saw Syracuse upset Clemson at the Carrier Dome. Last year, we saw Syracuse give Clemson all that they can handle and then some down in Clemson. But this time around, will Syracuse be up for the challenge? They got the beats on them, the brakes beaten off of them last Saturday by Maryland, and they're looking to bounce back. But this Clemson team is loaded, led by quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and of course, running back Travis Etienne and wide receiver T. Higgins. And this Clemson defense, they keep losing guys to the NFL, but they keep replacing them. And you have another stout defensive line who's going to try to put the pressure on Syracuse quarterback Tommy DeVito. I think the atmosphere will be electric Friday night in Syracuse. You know, they're trying to get it back, you know, to where it was in the 90s with this program and, of course, the 80s. And they're getting there, but they're not quite there. Clemson is there, and I think that's the difference in this contest. I'm going to take Clemson on the road by the score of 37-24. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend and the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline coming on, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.